Kittens Will Make the Sad Go Away. Written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Now that the moment of frantic action is over, and the rogue Dizing ran taken care of rather permanently by Shun Wei, Jiayunan stares at the tiny little kitten mewling pathetically on the cold ground. That had been an adult, very human-shaped Da Qing some moments ago. For a heart-stopping moment, Jiayunan had thought that he'd lost Da Qing. He closes his eyes for a brief moment and takes a deep breath, trying to dispel the lingering cold around his heart. Jiayunan, Shun Wei calls out to him, sounding worried. He blinks and looks in Shun Wei's direction. The black robes have melted away, and Shun Wei is standing above the now very dead Dixingren, looking in Jiayunlan's direction. He takes a small, almost hesitant step toward Jiayunlan. Da Qing, Shun Wei asks, worry openly written on his face. He wouldn't have seen what happened, would he? There's another heart-wrenching little noise from the ground, and Jiayunlan finally shakes off whatever mood he's caught in and quickly crouches down. He can't quite make himself answer Shun Wei. There seems to be something squeezing at his throat. He reaches his hand out toward the kitten. Its ears flatten in apprehension, and it opens its mouth in a soundless hiss. Jiayunlan's heart makes some impossible twists in his chest, and he stills his hand. It's all right, Da Qing. It's just me, he whispers at the kitten. It's all the sound he can manage past the constriction in his throat. Somehow, none of the usual nicknames feels quite right at the moment. He waits for the tiny little thing to settle a bit, before moving his finger slowly closer. See, nothing to worry about, he croons at the Da Qing, and lets the kitten sniff his fingers before slowly moving to touch it, running a finger over the ever-so-soft fur between its ears. He doesn't look up as he hears Shun Wei walk up to him. He keeps his attention on the little kitten, trying not to spook the thing. Oh, he hears Shun Wei breathe out in the silence, before he too is crouching down to the ground next to Jiayunlan. Jiayunlan still doesn't look away from the kitten, and very carefully reaches out with his other hand too, slowly and carefully picking the kitten up. See? Shun Wei is here too, he whispers softly. He'll know how to fix things. Jiayunlan, Shun Wei says a bit helplessly, and that tone might not bode anything good. He finally looks up to meet Shun Wei's eyes, Da Qing cradled in his palms. I'm not sure if, Shun Wei starts to say. Jiayunlan shakes his head wordlessly, and Shun Wei falls silent. He looks down at the kitten in Jiayunlan's hands. It makes another little heart-wrenching mule. It's so small and fragile in Jiayunlan's hands, and he has no idea how he's supposed to feel. His heart aches in his chest. He's so cute, Jiayunlan finds himself saying. It's the stupidest thing he could say in the situation, but it's also very, very true. He runs a finger down the length of the kitten's back, and amazingly that seems to settle it. He does it again, and there's a small noise from the kitten that almost sounds like a purr. Carefully cradling the small kitten in the palm of one hand, Jiayunlan straightens up from his crouch. Shun Wei stands up wordlessly as well, and Jiayunlan looks pleadingly at him. He wants Shun Wei to tell him he can fix Da Qing, that this isn't permanent. Tiny kitten Da Qing might be cute as hell, but this is... It still feels like he's lost Da Qing. Shun Wei takes a small step closer to him. Slowly he reaches a hand up toward the kitten, and Jiayunlan almost pulls his hand with the tiny kitten away from him. He's not sure where that sudden urge comes from. He stops himself before he can do anything. With a sudden movement like that, he might just drop Da Qing. And besides, this is Shun Wei. Careful, Jiayunlan says instead. He's a bit scared. Shunwei makes a small noise in acknowledgement. He touches the kitten with one finger, stroking it between the ears. The ears look too big for the little thing, and they flatten at Shunwei's touch. In fact, all of that thing goes flat against Xiaolan's palm, trembling slightly. "Hey now," Xiaolan says softly. "It's Shunwei. We really like Shunwei, remember?" He has no idea if that thing understands any of what he says. It might be the tone of his voice, or just the realization of Shunwei doing nothing but touching that thing lightly. But the kitten relaxes a bit, its ears popping back up. Shunwei makes a soft noise at that. After a moment, Shunwei strokes that thing lightly with one finger. Xiaolan feels Shunwei's eyes on him, and he lifts his gaze to meet Shunwei's eyes. "I can't find anything wrong," Shunwei says. The guilt in his eyes stares at Xiaolan's heart. They both turn their eyes to the dead body on the ground. There's a heartbeat of silence that's suddenly broken by another pitiful squeak from the kitten. "Yeah," Xiaolan says, and reaches to pet the kitten. Everyone at the SID is ridiculously charmed by the little black kitten. Even Chu Shuzhu gets this look like he might just want to reach out and pet it before his face settles into a scowl, and he scoffs at all of them. And then gives Xiao Guo a fond look as he coos at the kitten still in Xiaolan's hands. The kitten's ears draw down slightly, and it trembles against Xiaolan's hand. "Okay, that's enough," he tells everyone, but keeps his voice low. "Go back to doing your jobs." He draws his hand holding the tiny Daqing to his chest, like he's trying to protect him from everyone. There's a lot of grumbling, and no one seems particularly like they're about to obey him. "Now," he snaps at them. A hand settles on his shoulder, and he glances sideways at Shunwei. Xiaolan takes a steadying breath. "You're making Daqing nervous," he tells them, and they finally scatter to go back to their workstations. "Lin Jing," he adds, "I need you to find out whatever you can from the body. Now, that's a long shot, if anything. Whatever the guy's power had been, it's gone with him. If Shunwei can't tell anything from a dead Di Xingren, but Lin Jing does have his occasionally functional gadgets, and if anyone has any chance of figuring something out." Lin Jing looks at the kitten cradled in Xiaoyunlan's palm. He frowns slightly, and looks nothing at all like he wants to coo at the cute kitten anymore. He looks up to meet Xiaoyunlan's eyes. "Should I call Li Qian?" Xiaolan glances at Shunwei again. There's the tiniest furrow between Shunwei's brows, and he doesn't exactly look hopeful. "That's not a bad idea," Xiaolan says. Lin Jing nods. "Okay, I'll get to it," he says, and turns away. Xiaolan takes a breath. Shunwei squeezes his shoulder. That Qing makes a little squeak. "Maybe we should go home," Shunwei says softly. Home doesn't really change much, but at least the others aren't there to crowd Daqing. They'll call if there's anything important, or remotely relevant to the situation. Shunwei had driven them home. He really doesn't like driving Xiaolan's car, but he hadn't asked, just taken the keys from Xiaolan's hand and said he would. Xiaolan doesn't mind. Now, Xiaolan is just sitting on the couch, with the tiny Daqing still cradled in his palm, pressed against his chest. Daqing has fallen asleep, and Xiaolan doesn't dare move. He wouldn't normally care all that much about waking Daqing up, but yeah. He listens to Shunwei in the kitchen. Shunwei had asked about feeding kittens and about other practical things. Things Xiaolan has never needed to think about when it comes to Daqing. Not really. Daqing would always tell him if he wanted something. But Daqing probably can't really say anything right now. small and helpless and not touching. That's the thought that keeps circling around in Jolan's head. Not touching. This isn't touching, can't be touching. But he knows it is. And Jolan's heart aches and he just wants to keep the little kitten safe. And he wants touching back. A tear rolls down his cheek and lands on the kitten's soft black fur. It shifts a bit, but thankfully doesn't wake up. Angrily, Jolan wipes at his face with his free hand. Jolan wakes up on the couch. Why is he on the couch? He pushes a hand against it, about to push himself up. There's a vague feeling of distress gnawing at his chest, and for a moment he's not sure why. Shunwei's hand settles on Jolan's shoulder, keeping him from rising up. Jolan hadn't even realized he was there. He looks at Shunwei questioningly, and that's the moment everything comes back to him. The noise that comes out of his mouth would be embarrassing, if he cared about that kind of thing. He's sleeping, Shunwei says softly. He presses gently at Jiaoyunlan's shoulder, urging him to stay down. Jiaoyunlan blinks and looks down at himself and only as he catches the little dark thing curled up against his throat, next to his collarbone, does he notice the soft fur tickling his skin. The kitten is too little to weigh anything at all, compared to the touching Jiaoyunlan is used to, and he hadn't even realized touching was there. Jolan takes a sharp breath and closes his eyes for a second, trying to settle himself. His emotions are a confusing mess of anxiety and relief, his head still fuzzy from sleep. It takes a moment before he manages to shove that aside. He's eaten, Shunwei says quietly, and I got him a litter box, so he could take care of his other needs. Jolan almost asks Shunwei why he didn't wake Jolan up. But why would he? Jolan had explained what Daqing needed and, well, Shunwei doesn't usually wake Jolan up unless he has to. Jolan half suspects that Shunwei really just likes to watch him sleep. It should be weird, but mostly it's just kind of endearing. For a moment, the thought that the little kitten had been away from Jolan and he hadn't even realized makes hollow, anxiety-mixed guilt wrap its black tendrils around Jolan's heart. He has to remind himself that it's Shunwei. If there's anyone in the whole world Jolan would trust with Daqing, it's Shunwei. Carefully, Jolan lifts a hand to the black kitten sleeping on him. Gently, making sure not to actually wake Daqing, he settles his hand over the small, warm body. Daqing's fur is softer and fluffier than what Jolan is used to. He can feel the kitten move slightly with its steady breaths as it sleeps, blissfully unaware of the world. Jolan closes his eyes. I don't know what I'm supposed to do, Jolan admits to the darkness behind his eyelids. Shunwei's hand squeezes his shoulder, and he doesn't say anything. No empty promises from Shunwei. He's grateful for that. He doesn't want Shunwei to tell him it'll be okay, when they have no way of knowing that. I feel like I've lost him, you know. Like, Jolan's voice breaks, and he can feel the tears stinging behind his closed eyelids. Jolan trembles as he tries to keep himself from crying, tries to stay calm. It's not like Daqing is dead. And even if they can't fix this, it's not like he'd stay a kitten forever, right? If Daqing doesn't remember, well, they've dealt with Daqing's memory issues before. This isn't the end of the world. Daqing is still here. He feels the kitten shift against his throat, its fur tickling at him as it moves. It meeps quietly and noses at Jolan. Jolan freezes, his eyes flying open. The kitten stands up, on slightly shaky legs, and then rubs its head against Jolan's chin, making a small noise that's probably supposed to be a purr. His heart aches sharply, and carefully he pets the kitten. He wants to hug Daqing, but the kitten is so fragile. It'll be fine, Da Qing, he whispers. Da Qing pushes his little head against Zhao Yunlan's chin with more enthusiasm, rubbing his scent all over Zhao Yunlan. Zhao Yunlan gives out a wet, teary laugh. He feels Shen Wei's hand grasp his free one. He squeezes Shen Wei's hand and then looks up at Shen Wei. He blinks at the blurry image of Shen Wei, trying to clear his vision. You're both here. It'll be fine, Zhao Yunlan says quietly. The end.